Well, hi there. Come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Storytime. We have a very interesting story today with an unusual title. It's called Fish Bones Don't Keep. And it's about, I'll tell you what. We're going to have some music first, and then we'll have the story called Fish Bones Don't Keep, and you'll find out what it's all about. Here's a good song for all the boys and girls to listen to, because it tells us what the Lord is like. Listen.
Isn't it just like him to want to walk with us? Just the kind of friend he is to want to laugh and talk with us. Listening to the things we say and joining in the games we play. Sharing, caring, that's his way. Just like a father understands his own. Knows what it's like to be afraid or lost or all alone. He's up above to watch and heal and help. Love you, that's him. That's him. You can be short, fat, red-haired and freckled-faced. Just in a shirt with big holes in your shoes and lace. Tall, thin, with red, black, or yellow skin. Still, he loves you, that's just him. He likes blue jeans, jelly beans, hot dogs, and bubble gum. He doesn't care what your name is or where you're from. Just call on him and he'll be there to help you always. That's him, that's him. Just call on him and he'll be there to help you always. That's him, that's him.
All we are or ever hope to be, we find it all in the name of Jesus. Listen as our three nieces sing this beautiful song for us.
Truth and beauty and happiness, it's all in the name of Jesus. Health and heaven and peace and rest, it's all in the name of Jesus. Joy and gladness, forgiveness.
Now that we've had some good music, let's have that interesting story, Fish Bones Don't Keep. Karen arrived home from school to find her older brother Jeremy in the kitchen making himself a sandwich.
Anything good to eat around here?
Is there ever? Being raised by a dad means you sure don't find much in the kitchen. I'm just making a couple peanut butter sandwiches to hold me. Dad said he'd pick up a pizza on the way home from the office.
Sounds good. Guess I'll have a sandwich, too.
Oh, I just remembered. Mom called a little while ago, and she wants you to give her a call at the office. Something about your turn to stay with her this weekend. We didn't do much last weekend. She has a presentation due at the end of the month, so I just played video games while she worked.
Yeah, seems like she works all the time these days.
Well, when she and Dad got divorced, she explained how hard it was for a woman to succeed in business. She said she'd have to work long hours. That's why she thought we'd be better off living with Dad.
I don't mind playing video games or whatever, sometimes. But it seems like I never see her alone anymore. It's really starting to bug me.
Well, she wants to talk to you. Why don't you tell her you're upset about never getting time with her? She probably doesn't even know you feel the way you do.
I don't know. If she really loved me, she'd understand how I feel without me having to spell it out. Let her figure it out for herself if she cares enough.
Okay! If you want to make a big deal out of something silly, go right ahead. I'm going to shoot some baskets. You coming?
I'll be out in a minute. I forgot to feed the cat this morning, so I've got to do it now. He's probably starving.
Don't take too long. I don't want too much practice time. I always beat you bad enough as it is.
Oh, quiet. I'll show him today. Now, where's that cat? Here, kitty, kitty. Come here, Oliver. Time to eat. Don't be mad. I'm going to feed you right now. Sorry it's so late. Here's some fish left over from dinner last night, Oliver. Just hang on a second. There you go, cat. See you later. I'm going to prove to that kid outside who can really play basketball around here. That was great pizza, Dad. You're sure a good cook. You'll have to teach us to make it sometime.
All right. Very funny. Hey, I feel terrible giving you two a store-bought pizza for dinner, but you must admit it doesn't happen too often. I just didn't have time last weekend to make and freeze meals for the week. Oh, Karen, we menfolk are on the dish crew tonight.
Hey, there aren't any dishes with pizza.
I know. But we'll let you take the garbage out, okay?
Sure, Dad.
Hey, I'm not complaining about dinner, Dad. Now, last night, well, that's a different story.
Oh?
I just wish you'd been too busy to thaw that fish we had for dinner. It was so full of those bones, I could hardly eat it.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I never cleaned fish before, so I guess we'll just have to chalk that one up to experience. By the way, where is that fish? We should either try to get rid of the bones or just throw the whole thing out. Somebody could get into trouble if he wasn't prepared for them.
I don't know. If it's not in the fridge, Karen probably got rid of it.
You're probably right. She's been a real help around here.
The trash is out, Dad.
Good.
Is there anything else that needs to be done? Or can I go watch TV?
Is your homework all done?
Yes, Dad.
All right, go ahead. But keep it down a little. I've got some paperwork to do out here.
Okay, I will. Coming, Jer?
Yeah, in a minute. I want to talk to Dad first.
Good. This way I get first pick of shows.
Don't forget that some of them are off limits in any case.
Right, Dad.
Dad, I know you and Mom haven't talked much since the divorce, but something's bugging Karen, and she won't talk to Mom about it.
Well, I'll be glad to help in any way I can. You know how much I regret the divorce, but your mother insisted that there was no way we could work things out. I'm praying she'll still come back to us.
Me too, Dad. Well, see, Karen is upset
Dad,
that Mom...
Something's wrong with Oliver. He's lying on his side, kind of panting, and he meows really loud when I touch him. He even tried to bite me, and he's never done that before. Could we please take him to the vet? I'm really worried about him. I don't know what's wrong.
Calm down, honey. Let's have a look. He does seem to be in trouble. Of course we'll take him to the vet. I'll go get the car out. And Karen, you go get the blanket Oliver sleeps on, and you wrap him in it, all right? Well, home at last. Come on, Karen. It's okay. The vet said Oliver will be fine. Fish bones won't kill him. He just wants to watch Oliver for a day or so to make sure he's all right.
Hey, Karen, I know you feel real lousy right now, but it was an honest mistake to give him the fish.
That's right.
He loved it, and he seemed fine earlier this evening. How could you know he'd have such a problem? Anyone could make that mistake.
I know. I just wish he could have told me when he first started to feel sick. Maybe we could have done something so they wouldn't have gotten so much worse.
Well, Karen, sometimes we hurt people, or cats for that matter. People that we love very much without even meaning to. Now, Oliver trusts you. He knows you didn't hurt him on purpose. Well, now, I think both you kids should go on to bed. It's late and you have school tomorrow. I'm going to work in the den for a while. Good night. Love you guys.
Good night, Dad. Love you.
Good night, Dad. Karen, something's been bothering me since this afternoon. You remember how you said that if Mom really loved you, she'd understand what was wrong without you explaining it to her?
Yeah, I remember. What about it?
Well, you couldn't fix the problem with Oliver because you didn't know it was there, and he couldn't tell you. And you know how much you love him and how you never meant to hurt him.
I don't get it.
Look, I'll bet even though Mom loves you and doesn't want to hurt you, she doesn't even know you're upset. and she won't unless you tell her.
Maybe you're right. Allie couldn't tell me what was wrong, but since I can tell Mom my problem, I should do it.
Right. Like that lesson we had in Sunday school from Ephesians. My Bible's here on the desk. Hang on a second while I look something up. Here it is. Ephesians 4:26. It says we can get mad, but we shouldn't sin by staying that way. You know, we shouldn't hold a grudge. That must be because grudges don't go away by themselves. They just get worse and turn into hate if we don't stop them. It's kind of like Oliver. If something hadn't been done to help him, his problem with the fish bones would have just gotten worse.
Hey, you two. You're supposed to be in bed by now. Come on. No more stalling. Move.
Okay, Dad. I'm going. Good night.
Good night.
Dad?
Hmm?
Can I call Mom real quick before I go to bed? It's really important. Please?
Well, I suppose she's probably still awake. Okay, honey, but make it short. You have school tomorrow, remember?
Sure, Dad. I'll only take a minute.
Care to tell me what's so, earth-shattering?
Well, let's just say I have some fish bones that just won't keep.
More some time.
Young Jeremy had some good advice there at the end of the story. Remember what he said to his sister? You remember how you said that if Mom really loved you, she'd understand what was wrong without you explaining it to her? Well, you couldn't fix a problem with your cat, Oliver, because you didn't know it was there. And he couldn't tell you. I'll bet Mom doesn't even know you're upset. Hey, kids. If you've had a misunderstanding with a parent or a brother or sister, talk it out. Don't keep it inside and get all bent out of shape and bitter about it. Don't forget Ephesians 4:26. Don't let the sun go down while you're still mad. Don't hold a grudge. We've come to the end of another classic storytime program. Don't forget to check out our website. Lots of great things for kids of all ages at www.cbhministries.org. That's www.cbhministries.org. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We're here because God loves kids.